As a matter of fact, I've thought about this often. Somebody comes to the camp and they're really talented, talented in jazz, and they're in their 16, 17, 18 years old. Come one year, they meet Rufus Reed, they meet Dan Hurley, they meet Ed Sove, they meet all these other people who are musicians and educators, and they were going to go to this college, but after coming to our camp, they go to this college and end up like Scott Windholt or James, doing this and doing that, and jazz becomes their life. Had they not come to the camp and met these people, it would have either been a whole lot harder, or they wouldn't have done it at all.
Yeah.
You know, they go to New York, and James Williams or Scott or whoever walks up to Rufus Street and, hey, man, I saw you at the camp 2 years ago or 3 years ago. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, I just moved here. I'm trying to get in. Oh, you got? Are you in a rehearsal band or anything? Here, let me give you somebody's name. You know, it's a great environment for pursuing whatever it is you want to do, if it has to do with music or jazz.